Hey everyone, happy 2022. It's officially a new year, so it's time for us to start the year right with a get to know night. That weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. The first question is from Malu. They ask, deep down, how are you? I am doing pretty good. I am still unfortunately sick. I thought I was doing better, but in classic me form, I think I overworked myself and might have added on a couple more days of not feeling great. That's always me. I'm always the worst when I always try to push myself a little bit too hard sometimes. But I am feeling a lot better. My voice is, you can hear it's kind of hoarse. But at least it sounds worlds better than it did yesterday. But thank you for your question. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, would you ever do an open relationship? I don't think I would. I think if I was younger, I might consider it. But I think where I am in my life now, it's just not something that I think would be on the table for me at all. Thank you for your question. When you become a dad, can you stand the thought of changing a diaper or when a baby pukes up baby formula or breast milk? Yeah, I can totally stand it. That's really funny. I don't think I'm really super fazed by any of that. It's your kid, you know. I think people, when you're handling other people's children versus your own children, there's like a different set of, like, there's nothing your kid does that really grosses you out. It's your kid. Like, I don't know how to explain it. So yeah, it's fine. Let's see, the next question is, would you do an audio for us when we're in labor? Yes, there's an audio coming. That is the finale of this current Sweetheart series, is a whole labor thing. So when you get to month 9 on the Sweetheart series, look out for that labor audio. Anonymous asks, if you're giving any female a makeover, like you did her hair, her makeup, her nails, picked out an outfit for her, on a scale from 1 to 10, how good do you think you would do? Like, it depends on what, like, do I have some kind of infinite, like, what, my first thing is, like, what closet am I using? Like, who am I? Do I have a designer closet? Like, do I have the Vogue closet to do this? Because if I do, I think I could do a really good job. If I have access to, like, really good brands and, like, good clothes, I think I can do a good job. yeah. I mean, it depends also what does the look like. There's so many questions. I'm like, what am I dressing you for? Is it a you know, like a night out on a date, or is it high fashion? Are we looking for something casual? Something relaxed? Like, I need to know so much. But I think I'd do a good job. I think I could do probably like an 8 or 9. I think I could dress someone pretty well. I think dressing people is pretty fun. As long as you have like a good set of stuff to pick from, and you know, the model's pretty open to just trying stuff out. Like, I think I could do a good job. Sierra asks, hey, how are you? I'm doing really good. I don't know if someone already asked this, but where would you spend your honeymoon? Thanks for answering this question. Where would I spend my honeymoon? That is a hard question. I feel like it's two answers based on the pandemic. I don't know. It's so hard. I'm going to pretend the pandemic doesn't exist for a second and then pick something. I really do want to go to Bora Bora for honeymoon. Bora Bora is lovely. I know it sounds crazy, but a skiing honeymoon or a snowboarding honeymoon sounds awesome. In the mountains and like a cabin. Oh, it sounds really great. I'd really like, you know, either cold weather or hot weather. Like, either some kind of snow vacation or something on the ocean. Yeah, because I love to, like, going to Hawaii and surfing would be cool. I don't know. I would want to do something that's either on the water or in the mountains. What else could I think of, which would be really nice? Yeah, I think between the two. Like, I guess for if I'm gonna pick where I'm gonna go skiing, Japan, the American Rockies is also pretty good. Swiss Alps. So one of those three. Yeah. And one of those three for skiing. And then for beach, Hawaii, Bora Bora, or I'm always down for Jamaica or the Bahamas. I love Jamaica. I love the Bahamas. Although I'm there quite frequently, so like it wouldn't be very special, but I mean anytime I go special, so yeah. Thank you for your question. Aaliyah asks, what's your favorite cologne? Black Orchid by Tom Ford. Tom Ford has so many good scents. So yeah, Tom Ford is my go-to for cologne. But Black Orchid is my favorite. What's your resolution for 2022? Oh man, what's my 22? I think my resolution is to, well, I think one is get organized. I feel like every year of my life, I say the same thing that I really want to be better organized in my life. But at least this year, I have like a really good plan of organization, so I'm excited to implement it. I think be healthy, try to keep healthy habits going. Because, sometimes in a new year, you let habits slip, so I want to keep my healthy habits going. I also want to give other projects that I have on the back burner a little bit more time and a focus and attention. So I guess those are my big ones. Thank you for your question. Kelsey asks, what's your favorite holiday food, and what was your dream job when you were a kid? I think rum cake is my favorite holiday food. Rum cake's so good. Yeah, rum cake. It's also known as like black cake, but it's like rum cake. It's amazing. It's so good. That's my go-to holiday food. And then, what's my dream job when I was a kid? I don't know. I mean, as a kid, I wanted to be Alexander the Great, but I mean, I don't know if that's a job. It wasn't really a profession. I didn't actually really want to be. I never wanted to be president. I never wanted to be an astronaut. I think I wanted. I would. I was. I was more interested in being a test pilot than I was in being an astronaut. I was like, an astronaut's like whatever. I want to be a test pilot. Because almost all the astronauts, at least the early ones, were test pilots, and I thought their test pilot stuff was way cooler than them going to space. I mean, like, yeah, sure, like first step on the moon, awesome, but I don't know. There was just something like badass about being a test pilot when I was a little kid. I think I always wanted to fly planes. I was always really inclined to being a pilot. And maybe if I could redo my life again, I would learn how to fly planes. I think that's probably one of my big regrets, is never learning how to fly planes. Because I just like driving things. I like driving cars. I like driving boats. So it's sad that like I don't have planes or helicopters in my repertoire. Like I wish I could drive a helicopter or a plane. Because I can get in a boat, drive it. I can get in a car and drive it. I don't know. I could maybe try to fly a plane based on like flight sims. But I don't think I'd do a very good job. I think I'd crash a plane if I try to fly it. It would be really bad. Anyway, thank you for your question. Let's see. Anonymous asks, just an idea, but I thought about posting the Not Safe for Works. Oh, instead of posting the Not Safe for Works twice a week, just out of curiosity, wouldn't you just prefer to record the two Not Safe for Works on the same day and release them on the same day? Like both on Wednesday instead of Saturday and Sunday? Just an idea I had. I mean, I could put them on a single day upload, But I think I prefer to spread them. I like them twice a week instead of them being on once a week. But I'm also trying to change how I uploaded stuff on Patreon too. I used to just dump a bunch of stuff on Patreon all at once. Like, I would record five in a day, and then all five would be up as soon as they're done editing, but all at the same time. So I'd kind of like batch put stuff on Patreon, but I think I like better to have things come out. I think it's better to have one thing every day than five in one day and then 5 days without anything and then another five, you know? I don't know. I like things spread out, I think, better than I like just dumping large amounts of content all at once. But that's just me. So, if you guys prefer the other way, I could go back to doing it that way, but I don't know. I think I built up a really good rhythm doing it the way I'm doing it now, and I kind of like it. So, let me know though. So Anonymous asks, "Hi Knight. To me, you seem like an emotionally intelligent person with a lot of empathy and kindness. In a lot of audios, you encourage the listener to feel their feelings and sit with their emotions while acting as a comforting presence. Was it something you learned earlier in life, or did you develop this skill over time as an adult? How did you learn this, and what advice do you have people who want to do the same?" Yeah, I think being vulnerable is very hard. I think when we're children, it's a lot easier. We don't have a lot of baggage, a lot of trauma that we accrue in our lives, which makes it harder and harder to be vulnerable, especially with ourselves. I think being vulnerable with ourselves alone is a hard thing to do. And if you're not taught how to do that as a child, it's something you have to learn as an adult. I wasn't taught how to do it as a child. I had to learn to like reach within myself and be like, okay, like, is this true? Is this not true? And I didn't do it alone. I went to therapists. I mean, there's a lot of tools you can use to help yourself understand yourself, basically. Because I think, I remember my mom telling me this a long time ago, and I really didn't understand it when I was a kid. But she's like, you gotta find yourself. And I was like, what do you mean? I'm right here. Like, as a kid, I couldn't really process, like, what does that mean? What does it mean to, like, find who you are or know who you are? And the reason why she was really telling me about this was because she was in her own journey of trying to find who she was and, trying to understand herself better. So she, kind of told it to me with a sense of urgency, like, you gotta do this now while you can. And I didn't really understand it. Until I was much older, and I was like, yeah, who am I? Like, really, when you get down to it, and like what do I stand for? Like, what are these feelings valid? Are they not? Like, there's so many things that I had to learn how to unpack on my own. And I think, thank God I had therapists. Thank God I had people that I could talk to, friends, family, and but how do you learn these skills? I think you learn them by being vulnerable. I think you learn them by, yeah, it's an it, you basically through vulnerability, can you hope to basically find the things that you're looking for within yourself? And you have to also, there's like things like self-love, self-acceptance. You have to be okay with the answers you find. There's a lot of stuff. I could do a whole ramble probably on this topic. But yeah, this is a skill I think I've adapted and learned over time. And not without help. So don't feel like you have to do this alone. There are people, professionally and just who exist in your spheres perhaps, who can help and who could be really good points of guidance. Because the people around us know us really well, and sometimes better than we know ourselves. And sometimes it's important to hear what they have to say. So, I hope that answers your question. I really rambled on that one. I hope I answered it somehow. I really appreciate the question. If you have a question, please feel free to ask it. There should be a link in the doobly-doo down below. Questions only. If you have a request, send it over to the request line, please. And happy 2022, everyone. I'm so excited for this next year. I'm so excited to be sharing it with all of you. So, onwards to 2022. I'll see you all later. Bye now.